Well, friends, there is a whole lot happening in the world right now. Dolly is gone.
What?
What? Dolly gone? I think that Dolly would say the same thing as King David once said. I go the way of all men. You know, everybody was shocked when King David was dying. And he said, look, I go the way of all men. This is how it goes. You know what? She was an icon. She was a legend. She's a wow. There will never be another Dolly. There never will be. Things are shifting fast, and we can't just watch what's happening. Guys, we need to ask, God, what are you saying right now? Could it be that there is a prophetic signal even in the death of somebody like Dolly Parton? Well, today, my friends, is 8:26, and Romans 8:26 tells us that if you don't know what to do, it's a good thing that you know how to pray in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us whenever we don't even know how to pray or what to pray. You know, because God Almighty is speaking today. And guys, I want you to know that He's speaking through His Word, through His Spirit, and even through what's happening going on around us. So today, yeah, we are going to be talking about Dolly a little bit, and then we're going to be talking about the principles of the prophetic and how to look at everything around you and say, if that was a dream, what would that mean? God Almighty is speaking. Are you listening? Let's get off into it. Well, He is alive, my friends. I promise you, He is, and I praise God for that. That, of course, was written by the great Don Francisco. It was a song that we did for over 20 years here, every single year at the... what the heck are you guys?
I just feel like it's appropriate to have this picture here. Go to Pastor Troy.
When did you guys get this from?
I don't know. Someone did it. Somebody, it just appeared.
I think my kids did this. I think that my kids did this.
Yeah.
They're always making fun of me over how much I love Dolly. I do love Dolly, and I love Great Americans, and to me, she is the picture of Great America.
Yeah.
She is. She's just like, you know, like the day that Charlie Daniels died, I know half the world didn't care. I went into great mourning over it. I was like, I don't even know if I want to live in an America that Charlie Daniels doesn't live in. And I'm a lot like that with Dolly as well. Look, I'm an old guy, you know. I'm going to be 60 years old this year. These guys are some of the great American, that the songs that they sing actually sing from the heart of America. And it's very interesting to me, the prophetic types that these people are. And Dolly is indeed a prophetic type. And we're gonna end up talking about that a little bit today, and it's going to be really good. But I want to welcome everybody here. I call you guys blessed in Jesus' name. Welcome, guys, to episode number, what is this? Number 178. Joining me here today is Pastor Ryan. How are you, man?
Well, good afternoon. I'm happy.
We're talking. Are you?
The prophetic 2 days in a row?
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
We're going to get off into all this kind of stuff. We're going to go through prophetic... I'm going to go through a bunch of my principles of the prophetic right on. We're going to go through that today. I got to pull those things up. I ran straight up here from a meeting. I had 4 minutes until this thing started. Yeah. Leanna makes all my meetings late, and then they all stack up throughout the day. And I'm like, God, okay.
That's one of her principles.
That is one of her principles, is she gets to live according to Leanna time. And I'm like, you're going to mess everything. She goes, I'm not messing anything up. You will conform to me. I'm like, yeah.
For anyone who thinks that you run the show...
They don't know.
They're Pastor Leanna.
They don't know. Yeah. And everybody thinks that I'm that she's the nice one and I'm the mean one. You have no idea how mean that woman is.
Oh, you lie.
I'm telling you, man.
No.
I'm telling you right now, that woman is mean. Anyway,
no, she isn't.
Anyway, man,
oh,
guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Bottom line is, we're going to be talking prophetic things here today. And we're going to be looking at some prophetic
awesome
broadcasts. It is going to be good. We're also going to get back into Genesis 26. We were in that yesterday.
And tonight, yeah.
And tonight. Mm-hmm. Tonight, guys, I'm going to be preaching at Open Door Church, encourage you guys to come out. And I'm specifically going to be talking about the prophetic principle of multiplication.
All right, okay? That's good.
So we're going to get off into that tonight at Open Door.
I love that.
It's a huge prophetic principle, and we just saw this big miracle of multiplication take place in Uganda. And if you guys haven't seen that miracle yet, I encourage you guys, go back to ODX.TV and check out last Sunday's actually, it was last Wednesday.
It was Uganda.
I don't know what it was called, but it was like, we're back from Uganda or something like that.
Talk about an Avengers Assemble, man. Seeing all y'all up there, I was like, yeah, it's a good team.
Yeah, I know. It was a great team. We still have two more that haven't made it back yet because of the threat of Ebola.
Are they still there? I didn't realize that they were still there.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome,
oh, my man. Lord.
Something I work on every day.
I thought that they made it back.
No, they haven't made it back.
Are you talking about Miriam?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. So they were there, and then we sent them to Qatar, and then from there we sent them to Spain, and then from Spain we sent them to Costa Rica. From Costa Rica we sent them to Guatemala, and then from Guatemala, and they were in Guatemala for a while, and now they're in Belize, and they're working with our teams over in Belize.
I was going to say that's
yeah. That's no, awesome. Man, they're still in the mission field. They're still doing missions.
Man, but they that's had
to.
Cool.
She has to be out of the nation Uganda for 21 days before America will let her back in. And so, like, okay, well, guys, we're sending
missions
you guys all over the world.
Around the
and
world.
You guys are going to do it. And they're killing
Belize is a place to be stuck at.
Yeah, that's not a bad place.
that's not a bad gig. Mm-hmm.
You love Belize, don't you, Rebecca?
I think every time you send me there, Lord, if you need me to. But yeah, I love it there.
Look at old Marvin Musichwa in here.
Marvin,
how are you, my friend?
We have so many countries today. We have Chile in the house. Really? Bella from Chile.
Wow.
Hey, that Bella, what's crazy. Going on,
we
man?
We have
blessed.
Crystal Khan from South Africa. We have Sean from Pakistan. We have South Africa, Teresa. We have Kimberly from Florida. We have Daryl from Florida. We have Julie from Wisconsin. Erica Miller. I believe she's the one that gave you the guitar.
Oh, yeah,
from
she gave you the guitar.
Indiana.
Okay,
Miller, Indiana.
So right on. So who?
Erica Miller.
Erica Miller.
Erica, man. Hey, listen, I got your Git fiddle that you sent to me. And it's really cool and it's really unique. And there is a beautiful, beautiful young 12-year-old girl who's anointed for music. She loves Jesus with all of her heart. And you know what? She and I practice guitar together, and I'm actually going to give her that guitar. She has no idea. Wow. And so, hey, man, you're sowing into somebody else's ministry as well. Amen. And I understand that we had a special present for you. Is it okay? Go ahead and tell everybody.
Yeah, you can tell her.
Hey, man, I sent you a lifetime membership to ODX.TV.
Yay!
Yeah. And so, hey, man, please enjoy that. Please go through all of our videos there. And then you will know that we just now released the first four episodes of season two of The Counter. And it's up and it is running. And I encourage you guys to go there and check that out. And then next month, man, we're actually going to be releasing another new show that's called To Catch a Monster. Wow. And then, guys, have we made the official announcement yet about the good news?
No, because we just got the premiere date today.
Yeah, so I'll wait until we map out how we make. But there's another show that's going to be coming on that everybody is going to want to watch.
Yeah.
And then there's some other things. Like, I'm going to be in Nashville next week, and I'm going to talk to some guys about uploading some big budget movies onto ODX.TV and some big budget Christian movies and one of my favorite Christian movies of all time. So if I was to tell you, like, you know, obviously we all know that there's been a lot of attempts to make good Christian movies and there was a lot of failures, but that's not true anymore. I mean, guys, they're making so many independent filmmakers are making such good stuff out there and people are getting together, man, and they're actually making it happen. And I'm going to show you some of my favorite ones and I'm contacting every single one of those and I'm going to say, hey, would you let me load this up? And what kind of licensing do I got to get, man, to be able to do this? And so we're going to be doing that. Good stuff.
So good.
ODX getting better and better and better.
I love it. I see Belkies White 9454 said, watched all four episodes already. They are awesome. Which one was your favorite? I'm curious. I want to know if you've watched The Counter season two, the first four episodes, let us know which is your favorite. Also, Erica, she watches us from Amazon. She works at Amazon, so she watches us from work. So the fact that we gifted her the lifetime membership, you got a lot of content to watch at work
exactly.
now. So I think that's a perfect gift. So thank you so much again, Erica. That. It was so nice meeting you. And hope that you get to make it out to ODX weekend, which is right around the corner, October 17th. Guys, save the dates. for ODX weekend. And the way that this happens, you have to be a member of our ODX community. And we send out the invites first to lifetime members, then stage three, then stage two. Space is limited. This is actually a free thing that we do for you guys. Mm-hmm. And it's a chance for you to come hang out with us. And what's really cool is this year, Pastor Troy, you're going to premiere for all of our ODX family that's here to Catch a Monster. So that's
We're going to have a special really screening good. Of that. And everybody at the ODX family weekend, man, you're going to get to see it before everybody else. And so you definitely want to come out and be a part. And I'm like, we're only taking in 300 people.
Yeah.
And so, and we have thousands of stage two and thousands of stage three people.
Yeah.
So once we sign up, and again, I don't know when it's going to be up for a sign up, which is
No, the emails go out.
Okay. So the emails go out. Mm-hmm. Right on. So, hey man, when you guys see that email, be sure and check your trash because it might've gone there. If you want in on this, man, you want to be one of the first of the 300 people that actually come in because guys, we're providing a big meal for all of you guys. And then we're also, well, we're feeding everybody and we're doing a big giant outreach together. And then we're going to have a special screening. And then I might have a couple of special guests. Everybody is going to get some really cool prizes and some fun stuff. I've already told our guys, hey, I need some posters made of this. I need some things made of that. I need this. And guys, we're going to hand all that out to you guys. And it's going to be a great, great, great time together. It's going to be really good. But the thing that's happened much more immediately is next week is our ladies' conference. Mm-hmm. And guys, the women's conference at Open Door Church is no joke. The team of people that are actually working on that have been working on it for months and months and months. And it's over the top. It's going to be from September the 3rd through the 5th. I am going to be speaking there this year. Leanna is going to be speaking. And then we also have some very special guests that's going to be joining us. But, I mean, like Pastor Pauline is going to be speaking. We have Janet Oon is going to be here from South Korea, internationally known painter, artist all over the world. And we're all going to be getting together. And guys, we're believing for a great move of God among our ladies. Ladies, I want to talk to everybody that's on my team here and all of my crew. You know, I can see the statistics. And I want to tell you, we're about 65% ladies that is my audience all over the world. And I don't know why that is, except for... Well, anyway, I'm just going to just say, ladies, you ought to come out.
Yes,
you ought to come out, man.
Awesome.
Me and Leanna are going to be there. The Spirit of God is going to move. Come and expect to have your life changed.
Absolutely.
And don't come out here and just go, I'm just coming to a conference. No, coming for an encounter. I'm coming to get wrecked. Hallelujah. And you need to know that we're going to pull out all the stops and we're going to serve you in such a great way. Don't miss this because it'll be a whole nother year before this happens again. Mm-hmm. So sign up right now. Guys, call the number. Call 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888. And tell Tia or one of the lady operators over there, there's a couple of guys over there, tell them, say, hey, man, I need to get all signed up. Or you can go to,
opendoorexperience.com.
Yeah, you can go to opendoorexperience.com.
And we want to invite everybody to the VIP. It's extra. It's another ticket. But
VIP breakfast.
VIP breakfast, y'all. It's going to be there. I don't want to just be a spoiler, but we're going to have vendors. We're going to have... You get to meet Pastor Leanna one-on-one and one-on-one with the speakers. And y'all, this is an investment. You need to invest in what God is doing. Also, stepping out in faith, I want to encourage you. Pastor said something, don't only show up for expectancy instead of expectation.
That's right. Very good.
So when that, God just moves on our behalf. So I want to encourage you. Saturday is a VIP breakfast. Y'all, we have multi-generational panel. We have youth that have been... God has been doing great things, and it's amazing what God's doing in Gen Z and through what the student ministry. So you're not going to want to miss it.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing a work all over the world.
Oh, yes, they are.
I mean, they're not just, hey, we're doing something cool in our youth group. No, no. They're going to Uganda. They're going to India. Amen. And they're doing the kingdom stuff, and they're kids.
Yes.
They're kids. Speaking of kids, if I could just say this to you. Hey, guys, speaking of kids, there is with our everybody turned and looked all at the same time. I looked over there, and I'm like, what are you looking at? What's happening? But I don't even remember what I was going to say. So anyway.
Speaking of kids.
I don't remember what
I was. Well, let me just throw this out there, though. What we do better than anyone I've ever seen is bring along the next generation in the work. We share the responsibility of what God has called us to do, and we see that with Barrett. We see, you know, in his school.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. All the proceeds of this, if you buy a ticket, you go to the event and all that is going to help build the Barrett Burr School for the Blind.
That's awesome.
It's a school for extraordinary kids. And I think that we're going to raise enough money to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And so we're doing the same thing, man, with the ODX weekend. And so...
Yep.
So, yeah, we're doing the same thing. And so, man, guys, we're going to get that school built, and we're going to get those blind kids out of those villages because those blind kids are vulnerable. They are vulnerable to monsters. And guys, we're going to get them all together, and we're going to love them, and we're going to help them, and we're going to protect them. And guys, I believe that we're going to see some of them healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. That would be
Let
so
them be
cool.
healed, man.
That would be awesome.
So come out to the ladies' conference, guys. I want to see you here. It's going to be a hoot. Mm-hmm. All right. So what else do we need to tell everybody?
We could also let people know that we have a bunch of new content loaded up on odx.tv. So Pastor Troy has been so busy, if you couldn't tell. He's been so busy in this just this week. He did a show with Pastor Brian Gibson, which hasn't been released yet. We'll let you guys know when that's released. But he also did the Flyover Conservatives podcast. That's loaded up on odx.tv. He also was on Unclassified. That's loaded up on odx.tv. So if you missed any of those appearances, head there. And Pastor Troy is going to be heading to the Rev 17 conference this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. We're working on seeing if we can get it streamed. If we can't get it streamed, then we'll get it there after the fact, guys. But if you're in the area, Live Oak, California, that's where it's taking place. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that you be there because it's going to be an awesome time. Pastor Troy is going to be there. And it's going to be great. So definitely don't want to miss it out. And then he'll be back here on Sunday bringing a word. So it's a lot that's happening between now and Sunday.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot.
There is. Yeah, I'm going to be in California. I'm going to be back Saturday night. And then, there's a lot going on. And then we have the ODX. They have the Open Door, the Troy Brewer Ministries, whoever it is doing it. We have the Dove Hunt next week, and I'm going to be up there Sunday and Monday and then come back. Then I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday and Friday. And then I'm preaching on Friday night at the conference. And then I really get busy after that.
Oh my goodness. I'm tired. Just keep up.
Pastor Ryan, pray right now for you. I feel like we need to pray for you.
You want to pray for me? Pray for
me. Pastor Ryan, you want to pray for me?
Yeah, let's go.
God, thank you that you're seeing it fit to have everybody exactly where they're at.
Amen.
And there are times, God, where you will increase the schedule because you have things planned in advance. So at the same time we look at a planned schedule, we get really excited that you have things, plans for us to experience.
Yeah. Amen.
God, thank you that we have a lot to celebrate.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, that you've given us vision on how to use technology to stay so connected, that this isn't random. It's not something we do to fill space.
Yes,
it's because community is so important to you. So, Holy Spirit, speak to us. God, conversations that we've been avoiding for weeks, let them come out, regardless of where we're at, no matter what country, no matter what city. God, we're listening.
Jesus.
We're believing that you speak to us, and we want to talk about what you want to talk about. God, I thank you for what you've done in Pastor Troy's life the past few days, the way that you have refreshed him spiritually and
so
plugged and reconnected everything that needs to be reconnected. God, he's dialed into you. God, I thank you that your word is alive, and I pray that we would continue to become more and more alive to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Amen. That's a good prayer, man. I'm digging that. Well, guys, let's get off into this thing. I think that we've already told you, hey, man, be sure and like this and share this and all this kind of stuff. I think that we have, and I trust you guys for that. Thank you. All right, so let's get off into this thing. Guys, God is speaking. There's biblical principles on how we hear, how we test, how we steward what he says. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to be able to look at things, Pastor Ryan, like, okay, if that was a dream, what would that mean? Mm-hmm. And if you're really good at interpreting dreams, you're really good at hearing God speak, right? Well, the deal is you don't got to wait until you're asleep because Romans 1:20 says the invisible things of him, even the creation of the world, even his eternal power and Godhead are clearly seen being understood by the things that are made. So that means, man, if you want to understand how things are working in the spirit, just simply look around you. And you find that with the prophet Jeremiah, God Almighty said, hey, I want to speak to you. And he just said, okay, well, I don't know what you're saying. He said, well, what do you see? And he said, I see an almond tree. He goes, yeah, and that means I'm speeding things up because the same word in Hebrew that means almond is the same word for acceleration.
Wow.
Okay. Then he said, what else you see? He goes, I see a pot boiling over. He goes, yeah, keep on telling me about it. It's boiling over from the north to the south. Yep. And you know what? The bad guys are going to boil over into Jerusalem from the north to the south. So he gets a prophetic word by watching a soup boil.
Yes.
Wow. It's boiling. I don't know. Maybe he's eating crawdads, but Jesus don't do that. So I was like, okay. So I was like, all you got to do is look around you.
Yep.
And if you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he will direct your path. And so, man, you have to look around you and you have to be the kind of people that if you want to be a connector of the dots, you have to be a collector of the dots.
Amen.
That's it.
And you have to go, God's talking to me about that. God's talking. And I would say that that's one of the first principles of being able to see the Spirit of the Lord talk to you through so many things is, number one, you're looking. You're looking. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, I'm noting that. Oh, that's the second time I've come mm-hmm. across that situation today. Yeah, her shoes. So mm-hmm. Shay today was wearing these green shoes that had spikes on it. And I said, man, that looks like the dragon in Mario. It looks like, you know, Mario Kart dragon. What's his name? Bowser.
Bowser, right? Bowser.
And then right mm-hmm. after I said that, one of the guys that was watching me film, mm-hmm. he typed in and said, and I said that to her, and then there was something else that happened, and I don't remember what
it was connected mm-hmm. to something that he, some ministry like that child, he had for kids. And we're like, that's crazy. Like, that was a seemingly small thing. You were talking about Bowser, and specifically he mentioned Bowser having to do with,
the character
that he was doing for kids. But yesterday, Pastor, my shoe broke.
Yeah.
Like talking about looking at the details, connecting the dots, my shoe broke. And as soon as it broke, as I was walking, I was like, I know Pastor Choi is going to say something about this.
I said, if that was a dream, what would it mean? Mm-hmm. She goes, I knew you were going to do that. Like, no, I want to hear God speak through that event.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think that means? It means if you're going to progress, your old shoes are not going to work anymore. Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I receive it.
And that's what it is for all of us because, oh, how beautiful are the feet of those who carry this gospel.
Amen.
So your shoes represent the preparation of peace. And so it's like, okay, so if you have a shoe that breaks, that means that there's a new way that God Almighty wants to prepare for you to have peace within new territory.
That's good.
And it's like, okay, well, that's a huge sermon. And it just came out of my shoe just broke. Well, why would you waste a shoe breaking if you could hear God speaking through it? Mm-hmm. And that's going on with you everywhere around you. I know one of the questions that people ask me consistently is, hey, how do you hear God speak and how do you listen to it without it being weird? Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to be a big wuss and if you're not going to have any faith, it is going to be weird.
Correct.
And if you're going to be a secular Christian who everything has to make sense to your church board, who has never done ministry in their life, they own a bunch of brake shops, and all they're good at is criticizing everybody and keeping you from doing ministry. No, what? Why would you ask and why would you consult the local brake shop or oil changing guy on how you should do ministry and how you should hear God speak? The authority of that whole situation is so not kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's not kingdom, but it's the American church. Which is why you shut down during COVID and why so many of your people died without anybody praying for them. That's good. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Ah. So you have to be able to deal with, first and foremost, the Holy Spirit, man, wants to invade your space.
Hallelujah.
And your common life belongs to King Jesus. There's not a Hebrew word for spiritual. If you ask Jesus, hey, Jesus, what's your spiritual life like? He would have said, what? Like, he said, what? Yeah, you know, you're spiritual. Your God walk. What's that like? And when does that happen? And they would think, well, it happens on the Sabbath. It happens, you know, during the Moedims. It happens as special festivity. He goes, like, no. When I went to the movies and ate popcorn, how the butter was on my popcorn looked like the kingdom somehow.
Wow.
And I heard the Father speak. How the wind blew through the trees, I heard the Father speak. When I was walking, I noticed that the shadow that was coming from this building fell upon this, and I heard the Lord speak.
Wow.
And so God, again, Romans 1:20 is the ultimate verse for this. And it says that God is revealing deep spiritual truth through the common things that are going on around us. But you got to have an eye to see and you got to have an ear to hear.
I love that.
So good. I want to be that person.
Yeah, in that same passage, it leaves us without excuse to know him.
And that's what it says.
That is one of my favorite verses.
So that they are without excuse.
Without excuse. And one of our, you know, Pastor Troy shared about our core values here. One of my favorite is that all of life is spiritual.
Oh,
and if you sign up for that and you determine, God, there's nothing that you can use that I'm going to say is boring if you're talking about it. I'm not going to be bored by a shoe. I'm not going to be bored by a well. Yeah. I'm not going to be bored by a cowboy hat. Uh-huh. Everything is in play.
Everything.
God, absolutely. Until you tell me something's common, it is 100% sacred and holy until you go, Ryan, it's just the color green. It's okay. Right. It's just a green light. Just go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
okay. Yeah, you're being weird. You're being too spiritual. Okay, now I am a spiritual being.
Amen. Yep.
And now look, I want to just tell you, you're also talking to the guy that puts his hands on things and goes to work.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. The Baptist Men's Association is one of my favorite organizations in the world. And you know why? Because they get stuff done. Mm-hmm. When those guys show up, they show up to work. Okay, now that I've said that, I'm also going to tell you this too. They probably have, a lot of those people probably have very little value for the lifestyle I'm talking about. Now I'm going to tell you about wishy-washy, crazy charismatics. Oh, they're all into what spiritual is going on in. But man, you can't ask them, show me what you built today, show me what you accomplished, and show me how it's bearing fruit. Yep. And man, guys, we need a very real mix of both of those things.
Yeah.
Both of those things together, where heaven and the earth collide together. And so the scripture for that is in the book of Ephesians. It says, let the spirit of revelation and the spirit of, what is it? It's, oh my gosh.
Hold on, I'm pulling up.
Look up spirit of revelation. Yeah. I need to know what the other word is.
I pray that the God, Father, wisdom and revelation is the knowledge of him.
It says, let the spirit of wisdom and revelation be with you. So the wisdom crowd has very little respect for the revelation crowd, and the revelation crowd has very little respect for the wisdom crowd.
Yeah.
And dude, we got to have the theological Bible thumpers, people with blue maps that actually get stuff done. And then we have the woo, I hear God speaking through how the shoe just broke. And those two things are supposed to collide together. And that's how Jesus invades your everyday space. But he's got to be welcome there.
Good truth.
He's got to be welcome within all of those different places. And my challenge before you is get stuff done and hear God speak.
Yeah.
Do stuff that has brick and mortar involved in it. Absolutely. And then do stuff that there's no way you can explain.
Yeah.
Both.
So good.
I'll say it. You know, you opened up the show talking about Dolly Parton. She's a great example of someone who I have a big time dream at every stage of life.
Yep.
And she has built some very significant things. Yeah. I mean, prophetically, we were at Dollywood in Branson whenever we met that prayer team. That's where we met them.
Wow.
Was that Dollywood?
No, you was at Silver Dollar City.
At Silver Dollar City. That's
Dollywood is another place.
I was going to say, I didn't know there. Yeah.
But Dollywood actually bought Silver Dollar City.
Correct.
And that was, that's why you're thinking.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's,
People are asking about that
dream that continued through. I mean, it's that type of prayer, I'm going to be humble. Mm-hmm. But I'm also going to do enormous things at the same time.
That's so good.
I'm not going to play it small.
Well, okay. Yeah. This is another thing too with like just hearing God speak. Okay. I want to tell you where all that first came from within my life. My grandfather smoked a pipe and I love a pipe. I love the smell of a tobacco pipe. I just love it because my grandpa smoked one, my great grandfather smoked one, and my daddy smoked one. And I mean, dude, I love it. And from the time that I was a little boy, I'd go sit over there, man, and Papa would be smoking his pipe, and I'd be smelling it and listening to him talk, right? Okay, I throw this out there and I say this to you. What?
What's the problem? We're just saying you're funny.
We're like, no, the smell.
I think I'm funny. I don't care.
No, it
doesn't smell like a cigar. It smells like a pipe.
I like the smell of pipes way better than cigars.
It smells really good, man.
I agree.
And it smells like home to me. So anyway, I know that. Anyway, so... With that said, let me continue.
Yes.
Me and Papa, I just got saved, and I just led my grandfather to the Lord. And Papa had got saved. And he was so excited that we were all Jesus people now. And he really was excited about it. And he was a crotchety old goat, and I just loved him so much. I can't even tell you how much I loved him. And I was sitting out there on the back, and he said, Hoss, come over here and bring that Bible. Bring your Bible with me, and let's go through some Bible verses. I got some questions I want to ask you. And I said, okay, Papa, let's go. So I'll go over there, and I get over there, and I sit down in the back, and Papa's sitting there, and he's doing his Bible study, smoking his pipe, and we're just sitting there, and we're just talking, and he said, Hoss, I want to ask you something. I said, what? He goes, you see that tree out there? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, that is the last tree that loses its leaves every fall, and it's the first one that gains its leaves in the summertime, I'm in the springtime.
Wow.
And he goes, I wonder if that means something. And I went, yeah, Papa, the last should be first and the first should be last. And he says, looky right here. And that was his Bible verse that he was contemplating and he was studying on. Whoa. And there was that sermon was going on in his backyard. Jeez. And the Holy Spirit went, the kingdom of heaven looks just like that. And that's where Jesus went everywhere. He said, the kingdom of heaven looks like this. It looks like that. It looks like this. And if you're not a kingdom guy, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're a hardcore Calvinist and all you want to do is study the meanest people on the planet Earth, you're missing God speak all the way around you. And by the way, you think that you have no responsibility in anything anyway, because everything is destiny. Therefore, you can just ride. But there are people who actually seek first the kingdom. And whenever Jesus went and he, as he walked around, he would say, hey, man, you see that farmer? The kingdom looks like that. Yep. Man, you see that woman sweeping?
Yep.
The kingdom looks like that. In other words, there was a prophetic sermon through the common things going on around him every single day. And Jesus went around pointing out the kingdom. And I went, ah, God speaks through trees sometimes. Mm-hmm. God speak, because it was something he had noticed. And the Lord knows what is in his field of view. And the word for that in the Bible is your firmament. So while all my flat earth friends, which I am not a flat earther, thank you very much, but all my flat earth friends who argue with you all day long that the earth is flat, and I'm just like, okay, y'all making fun of me for believing in the rapture? Really? You're making fun of me for believing the rapture? Okay, anyway, with that said, I might as well make everybody mad today. I just think it's funny. I mean, look, we need to be able to have these disagreements and still love each other. Yeah, I think it's awesome. Sure. Well, they're like, hey, the firmament means space. Okay, well, it can mean that. It can also mean, but let me give you a better idea of what it means. It means your field of view or your lens or your perspective. So when God Almighty created Orion, I'm just going to tell you, whether you believe it's way out there or you believe it's just right outside the Earth's surface somehow. Anyway, but if you were any other place, mm-hmm. And within our Milky Way, Orion mm-hmm. would not look like Orion. Orion only looks like Orion to us. Scorpio yes. only looks like Scorpio to us. Wow. It is all 88 constellations within the heavens wow. are only 88 constellations to us because he created the sun and the moon and stars and placed them within our firmament.
Hear this, y'all. You need wow. to hear
okay?
this.
Okay. So within your firmament, you're going to see things that nobody else sees. Yeah. You're going to see a tree. Just like my awesome old papa, mm-hmm. who actually saw that, you know, that is the last one to lose its leaves in the fall and the first one to gain its leaves in the spring. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to quicken Amen. Is going to quicken that. And he's going to say, yeah, Alan, or Harley was his name. And he said, Harley, the kingdom of heaven is just like that. And there Amen. He was reading in the Word of God, and he was trying to understand all the depth of what it means that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Okay? And there it was. The sermon was already going on in front of him. So you find that all the way through the Word of God, that God Almighty is speaking through the common events of things mm-hmm. going on around you. But if you're not a kingdom seeker, and if you're some religious person, that's going to be a little bit too weird for you. And that is like the kindergarten level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the kindergarten level. Then once you start looking that way, once you start connecting those dots, so this is what I know, is I know that within my firmament are many different layers. Mm-hmm. And so like one of the ways that God speaks to me is through my marriage. One of the ways that God speaks to me is, of course, through reading and studying the Word of God.
Yeah.
Another way is God speaks to me is through hearing different sermons. Another way is mm-hmm. from the trip to Glen Rose to Burleson, there are different events that actually take place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My grandkids, I could go on and on and on mm-hmm. and on and on, but I have to look into, be led Absolutely. By the power of the Holy Spirit to look into the depths of yes. all of my firmament and go, God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Mm-hmm. That's not me. I am seeing that God, this same subject matter is yes. coming up in all of my firmament. And then I start to search out the matter. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter.
Amen.
That's Proverbs 2:2. Okay. So this is basic, how do you hear God speak, kingdom stuff, and most of the church is completely so ignorant good. Of what I'm saying.
It's a wow. big principle, mm-hmm. you know, that I believe that God knows exactly how to get my attention.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Like with Rebecca and Shay here, like the Lord knows how to get their attention. Yeah. He could bring up something with any of their boys, and he would have their undivided attention like that.
That's what, yeah.
He knows how to get it. He knows how to get for some people, you may be watching, and the Lord can get your attention because of your finances so much quicker mm-hmm. than he can anything else. And you're like, okay, Lord, I'm paying attention. And what Pastor Troy is saying here, this is a principle of the prophetic.
Yeah,
that he absolutely. Knows how to get Pastor Troy's attention. So if you're joining us, you know, just make it a short list. Get out a piece of paper, get your phone out, mm-hmm. all the ways that God can give your attention. Keep that list going.
Yeah.
Because then once you're part of community, the minute Shay brings up something about mm-hmm. her sons to me, I'm like, God's speaking to Shay big time. If Rebecca shares something about her son going to camp, I'm like, I'm going to affirm that. The Lord's speaking. If Pastor Troy brings up something when he's traveling, I'm not just listening to a story. God's Correct. Speaking to Pastor Troy. Mm-hmm. And it's up to me to come affirm that, pull more out, encourage it. It's the same for y'all. So if you have something in there, yeah. I would be curious, because of our community, just type mm-hmm. in there the quickest way that God can get your attention. We don't need details. We don't need stories. So I leave names out, but a quick way to get your mm-hmm. attention.
Through numbers. God mm-hmm. Almighty speaks to me through numbers. Yes. I guarantee yeah. he does to you too, but you might not know the language. Yeah. God Almighty speaks to you through things, relationships.
Absolutely.
God Almighty speaks to you through the timing mm-hmm. of things. Okay, that's another great way that I recognize that God speaks. God Almighty will speak to you through the stars. Mm-hmm. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Mm-hmm. Day into day, it utters speech. Night into night, it reveals mm-hmm. knowledge. And mm-hmm. there is no voice where their language is not heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And God Almighty, yes, of course, God Almighty speaks through mm-hmm. the stars. Mm-hmm. God Almighty speaks through world events. And
yes.
So
mm-hmm.
I have a book that's called Numbers That Prophesy, and it's on 7 world famous events and how God was speaking through those things. So I encourage you guys, get my book, Numbers That Prophesy, so that you can understand this principle.
Yes.
And I have a whole book that's dedicated to this.
Well, do you want to use that to roll into Dolly? Because we had a lot of people that have been asking about that and the prophetic significance, or do you want to go somewhere else? Because I know we're also going to talk about principles of the prophetic today, too.
No, that's fine.
Which I feel like we've been
Do you have some questions in particular?
Yeah, well, let me just scroll back up.
Okay,
a little
while
bit
you guys are looking for that, let me go through this. Let me just say
go with that, and then I have one about Dolly.
All right, so one is this. Her name, okay? So if I was going to, if you had a dream, and if in the dream there was a beautiful woman who was known as a songwriter, singer that personified America, and her name was Dolly Rebecca Parton, and if she was 80 years old, if you dream that, and if she died, would you know what that meant? And if you didn't, how would you discern that? How would you, well, you would have to look up things. So the word Dolly comes from Dorothea, which means a gift from God. It's the equivalent to Matthew. Dorothy is the female version of Matthew, of the name Matthew, which means the gift of God. Outside of that, Rebecca means to join together. It means to unite. It means to bind together. Rebecca, do you have another revelation on what the name Rebecca means?
That's pretty much what.
Okay. Just asking.
I love it.
Okay. She dies at the year.
That makes
she
sense.
Dies at the age of 80. Okay. We're in the decade of the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's the decade of the pay or the mouth.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's the decade of the pay or the mouth. Okay, mm-hmm. So what is she? It's the 17th letter within the Hebrew alphabet. And 17, or the pay, is connected with number 17, which is overcoming victory.
Wow.
There's 17 promises for him that overcometh in the book of Revelation. Psalms 91 has 17 verses within it. All these 17s in the Word of God have to do with you being a mighty overcomer, right?
Wow.
On. Okay, so in the midst of that, immediately, I'm starting to see a sermon. I'm starting to see something. And like, okay, well, I might should look into this, and I may should pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's going to be a redeemed version of the story, and there's going to be an unredeemed version of the story.
Wow.
And in all the prophetic pictures, there is a redeemed and an unredeemed version. It's just like, okay, if you were in the spirit and you had a dream and you dreamed that Yellowstone National Park blew up and that volcano blew up. Okay, when I was up there a month ago, I saw it in the spirit.
Wow.
I saw it. It doesn't mean it has to happen. What I actually saw when I was there, and I went there the week before I went to Uganda, I went to Yellowstone for the very first time. And while I was there, what I saw is there has always been a protective covering over that. Since we went into covenant with God Almighty at the birth of our founding fathers, who went into covenant with God Almighty. And, you know, look it up. Look it all up. It says, in the name of the Holy Trinity, who is that? In the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. And then it goes into the covenant. Okay, so there has been a covering, there has been a protection, there has been a not yet put upon that. And what I saw was that thing being ripped off. Okay, so whenever I see that, that is an unredeemed thing that I'm seeing. Okay, as someone who is there to represent the heart of the Father, it's my job to prophesy and to pray in the will of the Father, not just the bad thing I saw. So we're supposed to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We're not supposed to be the herald of the heart of hell. And sometimes the Lord will show us that. And like, wow, I'm an awesome prophet. Well, yeah, for hell, but maybe not for God.
Wow.
Like, what is the heart of the Father concerning that? What is the heart of the Father? Like, and will you take on the responsibility? And a lot of people, man, when they get off into prophetic things, they don't take into account what their responsibility is. They're just happy to operate in their gift, but then they operate in the wrong authority. And I don't want to do that. So it's like, dude, if I was to pray for you and if I was to see cancer, I would not say cancer has got you.
No.
What I would say is you shall live and not die and declare the testimonies of the Most High God. And then if you called me a week later, if you said, dude, Pastor, you said that I've got good news and you said I'm going to live and not die. I just talked to the doctor and I would say, well, you've got a word from God and you've got a word from the enemy. Which one are you going to run with?
That's right. That's right.
And so, like, I've seen prophets be so mean and call people out in the audience because they saw something terrible on them and shame them and embarrass them. And, like, you might have an awesome gift, but your authority comes from hell. That's not what Jesus would do.
That's funny because I remember going to things when I was a kid and having, a true fear of prophetic people calling, like, saying something bad in front of, like, that's a real thing for kids growing up in the charismatic movement.
You need to, because I don't trust the character of the prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The character of the prophet has got to be real, and he's got to be into the heart of the Father. And he might have an awesome and might have an incredible gift, but his character matters. And also, too, what he's there for. Is he there trying to impress you? Is he there trying to prove he's a prophet? Is he there because he wants in on something?
Wow.
Or is he there because he really believes that the Father has a word for that house and God will release the scroll from heaven and he's going to do it? Well, I have to believe that in everything. If I'm driving down the road, man, I go, wait. The Lord has a scroll for me right now. He has a voice for me right now.
Yeah.
And I just start looking around for the kingdom. I just start looking for the kingdom. And since I've been somebody that knows the Word of God and continues to study the Word of God, I know what those types and those shadows are biblically. And if it's in the Bible, it should also be in going on everything around us. Because the Lord is the author of all those things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. So we have some questions. We have some comments. What do you guys have?
Ashley Upchurch said, growing up, I always found comfort in finding the Big Dipper. Mm. Like it was something God always let me see to help. Always let me see to help me. My daughter has freckles on her cheek in the shape of the Big Dipper. I love God.
We also have Mona Fransman. Anything to speak on the partial blood moon eclipse coming up overnight?
Not off the top of my head. I don't know what date it is. And so but again, there's so many signs in the heavens right now. You know, we had a huge event here just a few weeks ago where there was actually four things going on at once.
At the same time.
There was a meteor shower, there was a solar eclipse, there was a lunar eclipse, and there was a new moon all happening at the same time.
So,
dude, that is the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It looks like it's happening. It says late tonight into early Thursday morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So late tonight into early Thursday morning is the blood moon.
Awesome.
Let's see what else we got.
You want to see what Jacob said about Tim Curry dying today at the age of 80?
Oh, I didn't know Tim Curry died today.
Today as well. Ollie yesterday, him today at 80.
He's also 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Tim Curry. Oh, my gosh.
What is God saying through the next named hurricane? That is Dolly.
That's a great question because that's actually part of those notes I sent you yesterday. I don't know if it made it into ours, but I just don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next big storm that is coming is called Dolly. And it's named at the beginning of the year. They have the A, B, C, D, E, F storm. And then they do... they do female names for...
Oh, yeah.
It's every other year, it's male names, and every other year, it's female names. Wow. This year, all the storms are feminine, which... Anyway, so...
What are you going to say?
So prophetic. But this year, they all have feminine names. Next year, they all have masculine names.
Oh, wow.
But the D storm this year is called Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How crazy is that?
That's...
Mm-hmm. How about them apples? So I actually got a prophetic word. Now, remember, there is a redeemed side of this, and there's an unredeemed side of it. Yeah. Both sides of the coin. When the word of God comes out, it is life unto some and death unto others. That's what Jesus said. Okay? So both sides of the coin are always presented in the midst of prophetic things. This is why we have to operate in the Holy Spirit, which is always about the stewardship of the heart of the Father.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Otherwise, we will be bringing a true word from God, but it's not redeemed. Okay. And gosh, that makes us in the wrong business. That's what the Pharisees did. They actually brought the word of God. They actually did. They brought the word of God, but they brought the heart of hell, and they actually became the enemies of Jesus himself.
Wow.
And I don't want to do that.
No.
Did you want to say something, buddy?
Revelation 19, the essence of prophecy is to give a clear testimony of Jesus.
So good.
That's Amen. It. If you've got a prophetic word, the essence that it should carry before it lands is that Jesus. We're going to know Jesus better after you get done talking.
Wow.
Not get more confused about him. Not have more questions than we do answers. If he's the way, the truth, and the life, if you've got a prophetic word, we should all know Jesus better by the time you get done with it.
Amen.
A friend of mine sent me this on December the 5th of last year, and she sent me a word about Dolly Parton, and this was the word that she sent me. And she's a very prophetic person. She's probably watching right now. She's one of the prophetic voices within my life. And she says this. She says, I love Dolly Parton. She's one of my dad's all-time favorites. I still have an 8-track of his with her singing on it, right? So she said this. I had a dream last night. Saturday night, I was in this beautiful room, and Dolly Parton was standing beside me, young and beautiful, and so tiny next to me. She smiled with a little tilt of her head, and then she looked behind me. So I turned my head to look back, and there was a casket with the old Dolly Parton within it. I turned to look back at the happy young Dolly, and she just laughed, and she laughed this little happy laugh. Reaching for my hands and squeezing them with the love and understanding that she was going home to go see Jesus and the ones that she loves so much. So she kind of shushed me with her hand to go along and then to leave. As I walked away, I heard in my spirit, Dolly Parton going home is a prophetic marker. I asked what marker, and I heard the marker of failing banks, justice coming in days of darkness. And after this will be great joy. When I woke up, Troy, it was 3:33 a.m., actually Sunday morning, November the 30th.
Wow.
She also wrote me this too. I know that you love her. I do too. One of the few who never sold out, precious, incredible woman. She writes good things about her. So it's like, okay, well, what do you do with that? Well, what if this is a prophetic marker? What if it is? I'm trying to think, and you guys help me out. Mm-hmm. I'm having trouble. I'm a little bit stressed out today, so I'm having trouble remembering names. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the prophetess of God? She's on there every day. She's incredible. I'm trying to think what her name is. She just prophesied. She prophesied a little bit ago, just a few days ago, that there was going to be the biggest trafficking thing in the world was going to be discovered, and it was going to be tied into banks. And it was going to be tied into banks, and that it was going to bring an exposure and a failing of things. And she said, and it's all going to be the Lord, and it had to do with the failing of banks because they were actually tied into this thing with trafficking. Oh, I know for a fact that banks are tied into trafficking. I'm running into it all over the planet Earth, and I could have the next 2 hours conversation by telling you how all of that works. I've been aware of it for years and years and years. Now that I've said all that, what if this is a prophetic marker that from the moment that this happens, we can expect something else to happen? And by the way, I want to just tell you something. Banks failing is not the worst thing in the world. Immediately, as soon as you get something like that, you go, oh my God, it's the great apocalypse. No, it's not. No, it's not. Banks fail every single day. Every day, banks fail. It's all good. The world is still kicking. I mean, if I would have told you guys in January 20th of 2020, hey, guys, things are going to get really weird this year, and they're going to shut down schools. Your kid's not going to be allowed to go to school for a year and a half, and you're not going to be able to go anywhere unless you get a shot, and it's going to be an experimental one, and people are going to start instantly dying as soon as they do all that, and it'll be caught on camera, but they'll say, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, and they'll keep right on talking, and then, you know what, they're going to fill up stadiums with mannequins, and they're actually going to pipe in sounds, and that's going to be how people are entertained, and get ready, because nobody on the planet Earth will be allowed to have church on Easter Sunday. If I would have said that, you would have went, yeah, we can't live in that world. That world is too dark. There's no way. Guess we all lived through it, and we're all just fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just different.
I would have flipped out if someone told me that ahead of time. Yeah. I would have flipped out.
Number one, everybody would have said I was whack, and I would have been speaking the truth. And so, again, answering the question of how do you hear God without it being weird? How weird would that have been? Hey, I want to ask you this. Do you think it's weird that Ezekiel ate a poop sandwich? Because that's in the Bible.
Yep.
Is that weird? Because he did. In fact, God Almighty told him to eat human poop, and he begged him, please don't make me do it. And he said, okay, I'll have mercy on you. You can just eat cow poop.
Wow.
And he said, I want you to eat it in front of all the religious leaders. And when they go, what are you doing? He said, just tell them. I'm eating the same thing that you're feeding all the people. Yep. That was a word from the Lord.
Yep.
And that word still translates today as bullcrap. And that's exactly what it meant almost 3,000 years ago. That's exactly what it meant, the same thing then that it means today. He said, get up there and let everybody see you eat that. And when they ask you, what are you doing? Tell them, say, I'm just eating what you guys are feeding the people. And that was a word from the Lord. I love Jesus.
Wow.
I love him. So no, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird because it's going to be out of the vein of what you consider normal.
That's good.
But it's going to be in your firmament.
Amen.
Better do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Julie Green. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. It was Julie Green.
Oh, we loved her. It's awesome.
So yeah.
Wow.
Right on. Outstanding.
So good. Do you want to go behind the veil, Pastor? What are you thinking today?
152.
Yeah, man, we'll go behind the veil.
Yeah.
Let's continue talking about this stuff.
Question.
So I'd like to ask you guys here real quick. What do you think, if it was a dream, what would it mean that Dolly Parton died on? What was the day yesterday? Was it the 25th?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 925. Anybody got a 925 scripture? You guys look
825.
Up. 825. Oh, it's 825. Yeah. Would you guys look up 825 scriptures? Anybody got a... That would have been weird if it was 925, because that's 925.
What's 925?
That's our song, 925.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, listen, man, you gotta hang with me. You gotta hang with me. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly.
That's
right.
That's the Dolly beat. If we Romans 8:25. But if we hope for what we do not yet see, we wait for it patiently.
Amen.
Come on. That's so good. That's prophetic insight. If we hope for what we do not yet see, we wait for it patiently. That is a word about prophetic insight.
Mark 8:25. Once again, Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes, and when he opened them, his sight was restored and he could see everything.
That
clearly
is about prophetic insight.
Yeah.
That's another verse. Yeah. If you have an eye to see, that is about prophetic insight. Come on.
So good.
I love it.
See, guys, these things are going on in your headlines all over the planet Earth, and it's happening, and it has been happening, man, every single day of your life. You just haven't known, and that's why the Lord says, behold, I do a new thing, shall you know it? Meaning this, are you going to miss it? If I go through all this trouble to do all this, are you willing to see it? Because it's not going to, you're liable to miss it, and it's amazing to me that God can do something so profound,
amen.
And so we're just clueless of it, and it just goes to show you how we build up these walls and these filters that we say, if God comes through this, I'll recognize it.
Yeah.
What do you have to say over there?
No, I think you're right. I think God's been speaking long before we arrived on the scene.
Uh-huh.
I think he gets to determine that, and we make the decision like you've encouraged all of us, is just to pay attention.
Yeah.
That our job is the listening part.
Seek ye first the kingdom.
Yeah.
And his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. In other words, you won't miss them.
The dream that you shared that your friend sent you, what I heard in that, for the young Dolly to have that, one of the themes of her life seemed to be, if you go through something painful, make it count for something. Like, she has this whole story of how she grew up. I mean, her, was it her dad or her granddad that didn't know how to read or write?
It was her dad.
And then she opened up the Imagination Library, like, in his honor.
Yes.
That's taking a painful thing, a short thing that would normally hold people back. And she's like, I'm not going to be held back by this. I'm going to be an overcomer. And she did a lot of those things. So that's very interesting dream for the young her to say, hey, that painful thing that's behind you, let's make it count for something.
Amen.
So good. So good. You guys have a question or two before
Well, Chris Morris 24, what if this is a completion of a culture era and a big storm is coming associated with what God has to say, a whirlwind?
Yeah, what if that's good. That's really good. So one of the things is just like yesterday I was talking about, I mentioned Joel Osteen yesterday, and immediately as soon as you do, everybody that has a pit, boom, 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 boom.
A lot of people were saying thank you.
They were saying thank you.
Okay, well,
thank
you. Good. That is good.
Yeah.
It was really good. So as soon as you're like, okay, look, I want to say this to you. You have to understand, again, I'm talking to people that understand the word of God. And if that's not you, even if you think you do, if it's not you, it's okay. It's okay. We understand. But we're talking prophetic type. We're talking about a prophetic type. We're not talking about an endorsement of everything that this person has ever. That's not what we're doing. We're talking about prophetic type. It is a type and it is a shadow. A good example of that is when Princess Diana, died, and the date on that. And again, I have a whole chapter of that. The date on that, all the things that happened. But I mean, if you had a dream, and it doesn't mean that she was a bad person. It doesn't mean she. It just. Or we're talking about prophetic type. And let's just say you had a dream, and the name of the person was a god, Diana. Okay, which by the way, in Ephesus. That was the temple of Diana that was there. And that's a whole nother, there's a lot of depth to that, okay? A lot of depth to that. It has to do with a worldly woman that everybody loves and everybody produces children through. So it's a god, it's a deity. But here's the deal, she's royalty. She divorces her royalty. Again, you're like, well, you don't understand. I hate Prince Charles. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about type and shadow. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. She divorces her royal family, and she marries an Egyptian who calls himself Herods. Okay, Egyptians represent the enemies of God within this type and shadow, and Herod specifically is a type and a shadow. And then she tragically, while being pursued by paparazzi, which means the flies, she hits the 13th pillar in a tunnel that is 666 feet long.
Yeah.
If you dream that, would you know what that meant? Because I didn't dream that. That was in the headlines, and I'm just taking from the headlines a certain facts of the matter and going, what would that mean biblically? And it was a word to all the world, and it was a word to the church, and it was a word about, it was a word. I'll just tell you that. And again, I love Princess Diana. I'm not against her in any way whatsoever. I'm just talking about type and shadow. That's what I'm talking about. And I definitely think that Dolly is a type and a shadow of both the redeemed side and the unredeemed side. And that's what I think.
Luke 8:25, Tia just sent this to us because we're talking about it. Luke 8:25, talking about yesterday, 8:25. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him.
Way to go, Tia. Way to go, Tia.
So good.
Tell your team we love them. Yeah, that is so good. So again,
so good.
A basic thing is just look up the dates.
Yes.
Just look up the dates. And then if you're willing to do more research, if you're willing to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, it's unbelievable the kind of things that you can find. It's absolutely crazy.
And apparently her gematria is 825.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what someone commented that, and I just Googled it, and that's what it says. I don't know much about gematria. I know that
the numerical value of her name is 825.
Her fullish name transliterated or mapped into Hebrew letter values to the total of 825.
In the Hebrew.
To total 825.
Is it Dolly Parton? Is it Dolly Rebecca Parton or just Dolly?
I'm not sure.
I'd like to know that. That's crazy.
Wow. That is crazy.
The gematria of Dolly Parton, the numerical value of the name in Hebrew is actually 825. She dies on 825. Obviously, the numbers are a big part of the message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we just gave you guys three different scriptures that are 825 scriptures. And, you know, I've heard really people say, really brilliant people say, a lot smarter people than me to say, you know, people who use the scriptures like that are completely ignorant of how the Bible was translated, knowing because the scriptures were added much later. Okay, and with all due respect, people that fall into that are completely ignorant of the new and ongoing revelation of the Word of God. That there is an additional layer, an additional layer, an additional layer, an additional layer. I mean, I'm not ignorant of the fact that at one time, what was considered the Bible was a whole lot more chapters or a whole lot more books than just the 66 that we actually have. Yeah. In fact, the Bible tells you to read 16 other books that we don't even know what the heck they are. The Bible tells us to read those books. The Bible is telling you, for the rest of this, refer to the book of Iddo the prophet. For the rest of this, refer to the book of yada, yada, yada. There's 16 times the Bible tells us to read this other book in the Bible that is not in the Bible. Like, oh no, the Word of God is corrupted. No, 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 no. We have the exact Word of God we're supposed to have. And it is exactly the way that it's supposed to be. And there was a time that the numbers of the revelation was not a part of it. But there is a time now that it all points to King Jesus. And wow. So that's how that works. Amen.
Do you think the fires in Palo Pinto have something to do with current events because 80,000 acres burned?
Yeah, man.
And they were just saying that
there's another 80.
I was going to say another 80.
I just got a message from my husband saying, hey, it's very smoky outside Burleson. There was
it's
a fire.
It's so smoky outside right now.
Yeah, saying, people are messaging me right now. Are you guys okay? I'm like, we're fine. Are they close to us?
It's north of Palo Pinto. It's north of Mineral Wells.
Okay.
It's out by Redemption Ranch is where it is.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It's a monster.
Is it far-ish from Redemption Ranch?
No.
Okay. Because I know we had Susan Kerr was asking us on Sunday, because they've been praying about it. Like, how is Redemption Ranch holding up?
We're good. No, man, we're good. We're doing good. But it's a big mess, man. This fire's got to be put out. I pray God for rain in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
let it be.
Let's pray for that.
Amen.
Well, do you want to go behind the veil, Pastor? We can take some more questions there.
Yeah, you know, a brother says right here, Gary McGibbon, he says, I see, hey, man, go back to Gary McGibbon. Wait, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, please. Okay, I see the Dead Sea Scrolls as a fulfillment of Isaiah 29. That very sand will cry out. Daniel chapter 12, the knowledge increases. Yes, man, the knowledge increases. And Pastor Gary McGibbon is so right on. And like, okay, it's not that, okay, you need to understand that concerning his kingdom and of his peace, there shall be no end. Amen. The idea that the apostles ended and God stopped speaking 2,000 years ago is a man-made idea that comes from demonic influence. God Almighty is speaking today, and he is revealing, and concerning his kingdom and of his peace, there should be no end. The fulfillment of the he's so right on. The Dead Sea Scrolls, guys, all these things happen at the same time. Israel became a nation. Mm-hmm. The Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. There was an earthquake, and Noah's Ark was revealed. The same year, and the Hebrew language was reborn. The same year. All of those things happened. Boom, it all happened in the same year. It was these prophetic, you know, Jesus said the last days should be as the days of Noah. Okay, Noah's Ark was revealed the same year that Israel became a nation. The Dead Sea Scrolls were literally discovered as it was on the radio, Israel has become a nation. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the rebirth of the Hebrew language, which had been a dead language for 2,000 years, happened the year that Israel became a nation. And it was a prophetic, these are prophetic markers. And I'm sorry, but that revelation did not belong to the Christians 2,000 years ago. It didn't belong to the Jews 2,000 years ago. It belongs to this people. And there is ongoing revelation of the same word of God, but different ways that it is made manifest as we go from generation to generation to generation. All right. I think, guys, we're going to be going behind the veil.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys finish this up. I hope to join you guys, man, at Open Door Church tonight.
Someone's calling you.
It's Brian Schwartz.
He likes to call during the call.
Him and...
Let's see what he has to say.
And Pastor Darren.
Hey, Brother Brian.
My brother.
I'm actually live on this show that I do every day. It's called The Pulse. Perhaps you've heard of it.
You are live.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you want to say hello to everybody?
Absolutely.
We'll do it. You're on here.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Yeah. They're doing well, and they live. We're about to go behind the veil. Hey, man, I'll call you in a little bit, okay?
Sounds great, buddy.
I love you, man. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. All right, you want us to take you behind the veil?
An interruption of a Nephilim spirit.
That's true.
Well, listen, we're going to head behind the veil, guys. We're going to continue this conversation as we're talking principles of the prophetic. We really have been touching on this throughout the whole show already, and we're going to continue diving into this behind the veil. And listen, guys, it doesn't end here with this episode of The Pulse. Tonight, Pastor Troy is bringing the word at Open Door Church. So if you can make it here in person, please do. You will not be disappointed. And if you can't make it here, then make sure you join us online at 7 p.m. What were we going to say, Rebecca?
There's Renee. Can you explain what is behind the veil? It's your first time tuning in.
Well, that's a great question. Okay, so we had Behind the Veil. That's basically where we continue this conversation. And we call it Behind the Veil because that means we're going to be on our ODX.TV platform. So if you're joining us for the first time, that's where we upload all of our content. It's our own, basically our own Netflix that God put on your heart, Pastor Troy, to start years ago. And we have tens of thousands of people that actually are on there. And so that's where we can talk freely. We don't have to worry about getting canceled. Not that we really care about that anyway, but, you know, we don't have to worry about being flagged or anything like that, or censored, I should say. We just talk completely freely. We continue this conversation. So if you want to know more information, go to odx.tv, sign up as a stage 2 or 3 partner to join us behind the veil, which is where we're heading right now.
If you guys are, we've had several people say, hey, we're members, but we have trouble getting in on that. Yeah, it's okay, man. We totally get it, man. Listen, I'm old as well. So simply call us. Just call 877-413-0888. And if you'll put that number on the screen for him, please, 877-413-0888. And do that. You know what? Say, hey, would you please walk me through this? I'm a stage 2 or I'm a stage 3 or I'm a lifetime member. And we want to join them for the let loose part of this program. And it's just one of the benefits, man, that we give to all of our people that help us rescue kids out of sexual slavery all over the planet.
Awesome. Right. Well, let's head behind the veil. I can talk. Let's head behind the veil, guys. We're going there now. We'll see you on the other side.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem. It's our problem. And it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.